We are learning Maseches Bavasra, the Pezayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting 11 lines from the top by the two dots. But just before we start, I just want to recap outside, just last Gemara, even though there's no Shaykh the next Gemara, just to make sure we have the last Gemara clear. We learned in the Gemara before that if someone lands up saying, Kor Bishloshim, Sa'a Basela, which he explains that the Kor that I'm selling, which is 30, Sa'a 30, it's Sa'a Basela. So then the halacha is, since I spoke out Sa'a Basela, it breaks it up, and therefore you're kind of one at a time. That's what the Memra of Rav Shmuel comes out with. And they wanted a kasha from a brisa that's talking about a pile, where you hired a pile and you prepaid him for a later season. And you paid him less than the going price for that season. And the reason why he took less is because he got the money now. And the brisa says that's usher to do because it's shiloh of ribbis. But if you started working now, so then it's fine because I'm giving you a salary right from now. And from now, even actually, that's the going price right now. So what's the difference if it changes price in the middle? I gave you a salary now for the year, so that's fine. But the Gemara asks that if I tell you that you're doing, you know, the geirin for this amount and per day, per dinner, so that breaks it up. Just like we said by a sale, it breaks it up into a different sale every day. And that's what a different sale every sa'ah. That's why you're kind of each one by itself. Here also, it's a different salary every day. And it should be a problem that I'm prepaying for the salary later on. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers that be'etzem be'yisoydoi, it's not really ribbis here. Why is it not really ribbis? Because you have right to charge less for your skiris. That's fine. It's not a problem to charge less for your skiris. The only problem is it looks like ribbis because why am I paying you today before you started? So the halacha is if you start, so then it doesn't look like ribbis anymore. Even though maybe in lumdus it's a new salary every day, but once I start working, it doesn't look like ribbis, and that's why it's not a problem in the brisa such a case. Okay, now we're going by the two dots. We're around 11 lines from the top. It's in the Mishnah talking about kinyanim that if you had pishton that was mechubal lekarka. You had piston that was attached to the ground, and you want to be kind of the whole lot of flax. So it says, the my mechub lekarka v'talsh kol shu kana, you talsh one of them, it's kind of. Right, the Gemara, v'talsh kol shu kana, you think if you make a mashikha, in other words, like a mashikha, as the Rashbam says, you make a mashikha on one piece, or hagbah, on one piece of flax, you kind of the whole lot of flax, so where did that kinyan come from? It doesn't work like that. By v'talsh, if they kinyan every single thing, the owner said, make the karka better, but koni komashla, and we kind of everything that's on it. So the way Rashbam learns, well, there's a Rashbam and a Tosfos how to learn it. The Rashbam learns like this, that you made a kinyan chazaka on the karka. And he says, I can make a kinyan chazaka on a karka to be koina all the thing attached to the karka. Because that's pashut, that when I buy karka, everything is attached to the karka, even though it's oimer liktzot, we had a gemara before, in Amalekhes Abayis, that you koina the flax, that's, you buy a piece of karka and it has flax attached to it, even though it's ready to be cut. Still, the halacha is that you're koina that. So here, the chiddush is, I can make a kinyan on the karka, even though I'm not a koina of the karka, but I can make a kinyan on the karka, kinyan chazok on the karka, for the pishton that's mechubal the karka. No, you're not being kind of the karka. Only be kind of the piston. You're kind of the karka when you make chiddush. You're only kind of the piston. The chiddush is like a kinyan on the karka, which is chazaka, on part of the karka, which is what? The piston, which is now considered karka. That's one part of the chiddush. Another part of another chiddush of this halacha is, even if it's a maisa kala, if you want to see it in the Rashbam, you can look at the Rashbam, two lines from the wide lines at the end of a line. But also, asisim lashminon, the cheskas karka mahari lepishton. First, it teaches us that the chazak on the karka works for pishton. Va'afagav loizav liari, we even sell the land. And number two, vashvinami chazak kala de blekidas apishton miksasa yachalikbes hashar hamechuba. Even with just a maisa kala, we could go into amalei amoicher that lokat mara pishton atz miksas v'siapa karka v'inokal chirish. It says clean up my karka a little bit. So here, even though I did a small maisa. It's one thing, yeah, just two chedushim. You're just cleaning up my karka a little bit, that's a chazaka. One's explaining the chazaka, one's saying the chazaka works for the pishtam. And that's how Rashbam learns the Gemara. Tosfos learns slightly different. Tosfos learns that you made a kinyan on the karka, and now you have a she'ela on the karka, and now it works with kinyan chotzer. It's not working with the kinyan We're not working with a kinyan of it's not working. It's a kinyan. It's not working with a kinyan chazaka on the karka itself. It's a kinyan of she'ela on it, and then you work with kinyan chatzah. That's what Tosfos learns. The pshat Tav Tosfos says kloimar hachzik bekarka ide yifui davekei nolagal lekashu v'tehei she'ula lecha liyos kichatzei recha le'inyan zeh she'tikna masha aleha. That you kind of the karka in order to kinyan chatzah. That's the Tosfos learns Gemara. Now we're starting a new Mishnah. The Mishnah of Tapei Zayin Amar Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hamoicha yayin v'shemen l'chaveroi. Someone sells wine or oil to his friend. V'hukru oihuzlu. And it went up or went down. And it's not after yayin v'shemen, who are in Paris, like the Rashbam speaks, just agav that says sholish tipim. In the Mishnah later on, we said that's the case. So after they made up the price, it went up or down in price. So this is something in this Mishnah that we had similar in a brisa before. So you sold the yayin v'shemen chaveroi, you made up a price, and it went up in the middle of the negotiations, and in the middle of measuring it, it went up in price, it went down in price. So it depends. Im atchelo in the smal samida, if the mida was not filled up yet, then it goes l'moicher. The moicher is still in control, and he owns it right now. He can still be chayzer if he wants. Once it's filled, then it's l'keach, and it can't back out, and the moicher can't back out either. So when the midah is full, that's when the kinyan is finished and completed. And we'll see in the Gemara, we'll have to talk about whose kalim was this. Because here we're saying the kalim are kinyan, and on one hand it's kinyan to the moicher, and on the other hand it's kinyan to the l'keach. Whose kalim was this? So the Gemara will talk about that. If there was a broker in between, and the broker was doing the milui, so then nishbara chavis, nishbara sarsa. The chavis breaks and you lose the yayin, the shemen. The sarsa is the one who loses. Nishbara sarsa. And the halacha is v'chayiv lahatav loy sholosh tipim. A new halacha. That the halacha is when a meicher sells wine, after he pours the whole barrel of wine into the barrel of the sarsa, let's say, the broker, or the chemveni, himself, you point to the chemveni, he buys a whole barrel at a time. So the halacha is, you have to then shake out the last three tipin as well. Because not everything comes out right away. You have to shake the last three tipin. Herchino umitzis harei shemoicher. Then after you throw out the three tipin, you put it on the side, and it's something, some residue is still left, that belongs to the moicher. Because that already, it could be his moicher, we'll see right in the Gemara. There could be lekech and seis from that. So lekech gets the whole entire barrel plus the three tipim that they shake out of the barrel. V'achemveni ain't a chayav lahaitev sholosh tipim. The chemveni is not machuyev to do this because he's too busy. A chemveni, when he sells, he's tarid b'mechirasa. He doesn't have time to be matif the last three tipim out of the barrel, out of the jug. He doesn't have time for that. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Erev Shabbos v'chashecha pata. You pata Erev Shabbos v'chashecha. What's Rabbi Yehuda going on? We'll see a shayla in the Gemara. What's it going? What exactly is Rehuda going talking about when he says the erev Shabbos Simcha Shecha Yipata?
The regular customer doesn't get these
shalosh tipim.
At least not going to be.
By a chemini? No. I'm saying by a chemini, the Mishnah says you don't get it. Every chemini you buy from a chemini doesn't get. Well, it means you go into a regular store, you don't get. And Rabbi Yehuda is going on something. We're not sure what, but we'll see what Rabbi Yehuda is going on.
And Tanakama, if it's in a wholesale place.
That you do get it, yeah, right. And Shalom, maybe Rav Yehuda's going on that. Maybe he's doing Mekel. He's saying even a wholesaler doesn't have to do it. We'll see where he's going. Either he's in Mekel on the Tanakama, or he's Machber, and saying, by Chemini, the only Heter is only Erev Shabbos. That's going to be the Shalom in the Gemara. So talk to Gemara. Hom Mida Dema. It said at the beginning of the Mishnah that if you sell Yayim Hashem, it goes up in price or down in price. The loch is, Im Achaloy Nesmaal Samida Lemoicher, Mishnah Smaal Samida Lekech. That's the, depends if it's full yet. So obviously we're talking about a case where you said that I'm going to sell the whole core and therefore you have to wait till it's finished. That's the case. Like we saw before, that he sold it. But let's see what the Gemara says about this. How mida deman? Ilema mida lekeach. If it's mida lekeach, so then the halacha should be like this. Atzlo nesmal samida lemoicher mida lekeachi, which means. The Gemara could be the Gemara's question like this. What case are we talking about? If we're talking about a case where you said like before, we had a Gemara before about that. You said I'm selling you a kor, and it's a saw per lug, a dollar per lug. Let's yam shem mixed with yam shem with lug. I'm selling you a hin, which is 12 lug, and a sella per lug. If I say that, so every lug is a sale by itself. So the chayr, when I put into this barrel, and if it has loins, every time it reaches a lug, it should go to the lekech. If it's a midah de lekech. That's the Gemara's kasha. How midah deman? Ilay midah de lekech. If it belongs to the lekech, if this measuring cup belongs to the lekech, you tell me before it's full, it goes to the meicher, it belongs to the lekech. And once it hits lug number one, since I said lug besela, it belongs to the lekech. The elamai, it's midah de meicher. It must belong to the meicher, this measuring cup. So mishnah smalis, midah, lekech, midah meicher. When it gets full, it belongs to the lekech, it's a midah de meicher. So Maravshach, what's going on over here? What's going on? And I can tell me.
I don't have a second.
Why?
I'm selling it to you.
Right, but the problem is, so it's even selling it to you, it belongs to the meicher, so how is he having a kinyan?
It's not that he belongs to the meicher, he's just using it as a vehicle to sell you this chayr.
So it doesn't work. We had a four gemara, caleb shel meicher is not kinda. But the Rashbam Bavarns, maybe it's talking about Rosh Hashanah Lekeach.
Right.
So he said that be poishit then, that caleb shel meicher, Rosh Hashanah Lekeach kana, be poishit that shayla. And we have a shayla. So that's why, that really most kashas, but be poishit that shayla. So right. No, it's the same thing also. You guess they also the when Mara has a calf, it's kinda depends which Rosh Hashanah was in. Kubis in the calf Rosh Hashanah. Kubis in the assuming it happened in Rosh Hashanah. So Dr. Gemara, Rav Eloi, a simple answer. Mida Sarsa. It was using the Mida of a broker, the measuring cup of the broker. And we had before in the Brisa, we explained it then, and that's the same explanation here, that he lends this to both of them. He lends the Mida to both the Lekeach and the Meicher. And until the Meicher is finished using it, it belongs to the Meicher through She'ela, through being borrowed. And after it's full, it belongs to the Lekeach to bring it home, to transport his wine home. So until it's full, it belongs to the Meicher, that's what the Meicher is kind of. And after it's full, it belongs to the Lekeach. That's the halacha. What's the chiddush of the halacha? The chiddush of really the halacha is that don't say that epis that it's like a shliach for the lekech because it belongs to the sarasar. He's like being kainit, the maid of sarasar is being kainit for the lekech. No, it's a no man's land. It belongs to whoever who's borrowing it right now. The meicher is borrowing it until it's full, and afterwards belongs to the lekech. That's the chiddush. Right? The marav Tony Seifa my sarasar v'neiem nisbra chavis nisbra sarasar. It sounds like until now we're talking about a broker. It's in the Mishnah. If there was a broker between them, Nisbro Chav, Nisbro Sarsar. It sounds like a Tonei weren't talking about a Sarsar. Mechal Reisha Lab is Sarsar Askinam. Zok to Gemara, you're right. Reisha was a Midah beloy Sarsar. You had the Midah of the broker, but not with him himself. He personally was not there. That's the difference. Seifa b'Sarsar Atzmai. Like the Rashbam explains, that Reisha Shehishu Lehem Amida Vasar. So Rashbam, like 5 or 6 lines on the bottom, says the Reisha talking about he lent him the Mida, but the Sarsa ain't a Sham. But Kamash Balon, the ain't a Shlucha Shal Sarsa Lias Amekach Breshusai. Don't say that he's a Shliach of the Sarsa and it belongs to the Sarsa really. No. I gave you my thing to use, but it's yours. V'afgat Mida Shaloi. And still, that's the, even though Sarsar supplied the Mida, maybe he's trying to make money here and he really owns it, he's the middleman. No. It belongs to the Meicher. That's the Chiddush over here. So the Reish talking about it's the Midah of the Sarsu at the Sarsu himself, and my Sarsu in him, which means he himself got involved. Then the Loch is he's the one who's kind of the Yayim Shemen, and he gets the loss, and not the Meicher Lekeach. It said further in the Mishnah, Herchino Meitis Reish Meicher. It says that you knock out the last 3 tipin to Lekeach, but after that, the Meicher keep whatever the residue is left. Kisal Grab Elazar. When Rabbi Elazar went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel is the Iri. He found the Iri in Eretz Yisrael. Amale mi kantana de asnaya Rav Midos. Is there anyone here who heard from Rav the Mishnah Midos? Did anyone here learn the Mishnah Midos by Rav? So they showed him. Aziri showed Rabbi Elazar Achuyay Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Showed him Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi who learned it. Amale Maika Kasha. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi asked Rabbi Elazar, "What you need someone to learn by Rav? What's your Kasha? Amale Maika Kasha." Lach, what's a kasha? The Tanan, he says it's a kasha like this. It says our Mishnah, Chino Meitzis, Harei Hu Shal Meicher. That means whatever's left, the residue is left, belongs to the Meicher, not to the Lekech. Not the Lekech. And the Mar's kasha is about Tanan, and Tapa Ombe is about Tanan, Herchino Mitzah Reza Chumar. Lach is a Mishnah, Mesekles Chumois, that if you had a barrel, and you had a little jug, that you made that jug into Chumar. That jug was 1/50th of, it was 2% of your. Of your yayin, so 2% of the yayin goes to truma. You put it into a little jug, and you give it to the kohen. So the halacha is that you have to shake it out, obviously. And it says even more, whatever's left, the residue's left, also is truma. And the shail is, we just said, whatever's left belongs to the meichas. Here also, whatever's left should belong to the mafresh truma, to the balabais. So it's like stira. On Malay, it's not a stira. Why? Right, so that's really the Gemara's teretz, but we'll speak about Ramban in a second, and maybe a Taisus, we'll see. So Amalei, ha'itma Allah, Amar Rabavo, Mishum Yish Bailim Noguba. Mishum Yish Bailim Noguba. Like the Rashbam, what does that mean? Shalakech Messiah Shemafkois Amitsu. The reason is because when it comes to buying, so there the Lakech is Messiah and Mafkir, that left thing is left over. It's a Torah, Lila Hamtim Ashishis Matzah. It's a Torah for him to wait till you shake it out. Till your mama, that's the residue, it's after shaking it out, scrubbing it out. So we come up with truma. It's also the zarm, so it's truma. That's really the Gemara's teretz. The Ramban asks, "What's the havmin over here?" It's bishus truma. So Ramban says there'll be a havmin. This is so little, you'll be able to avatel lechatchila. That since the ma'aser the coin is mesiyayish, he doesn't care about it, more than the havmin he knows about mesiyayish. So who cares if it's bishus truma? Maybe I'll let him fill up my own stuff and back in the jug. There's truma there. It'll be bottled. It's just a little amount. It'll be bottled. Now, Taisa says, in the second Taisa says, you could have answered the Pasha Teretz, that it's no breiros. You don't know what's the truma and what's the mitzui. You really don't know which part lands up in the mitzui. That's the second Taisa says Mark could have answered.
Why do you want to say that earlier about the
Meichel
also?
Because there, you could be Meichel. There, you could be Meichel, I guess. Even if it's ain't breiros, you could be Meichel, that I don't care. Whatever I get is fine. Whatever I've left is left. But here, it's truma. So even the Mars have meaning that wasn't truma, but Lamaisa, how do you know which one wasn't truma? You don't know. And really, the first Tosis asks Akasha that Lechayra Tema my have a truma, but in the Chayutim al Echav Menun. So it's a Zman of Shach. Did you get the that much or not? Maybe the rest is not truma. So he says you called you Kairos Shem the whole midah, and therefore you're going to die there. Basically, Tosis Akasha is that what's the problem over here? Maybe when I'm mafresh truma, I'm only having in mind what comes out of the jug. Whatever's left, not going to be truma. That's Tosis Akasha. Tosis Teretz is that I was Kairos Shem the whole jug. So now that's why it goes to the Prama Breira. Akapanam, the Gemara's Teretz is like everyone's saying here, that it's Taka Kadosh, and that's why there's no Shaykhis, the Yish Bailam. So it's said in the Mishnah, V'achem v'ni nechayev lehatav, Eboyelahu, Rav Yehuda, so it's said in the end of the Mishnah, that the Chemini doesn't have time to shake it out, he doesn't have to. Rav Yehuda says, Erev Shabbos Yipata. Now what's it going on? Eboyelahu, Yehuda HaReisha Ka'iv L'Kula. It's going on the Reisha, which means every Meicher in the world, not a Chemini, every wholesaler, has to give the three tipin to the Lekeach. Zok Rav Yehuda, Erev Shabbos is Potter. Erev Shabbos is Potter. It's a Kula. I do my Seifa Koyev L'Chumra. Well, maybe it's going on the Seifa and it's in the Chumra. It was saying, we said that Chemini is Potter. Zok Rav Yehuda, Erev Shabbos is Potter. The rest of the time, the Chemini is Chayev. So it's a Chumra. Shabbos is a Kula Chumra. Tashema, the Tanya Rav Yehuda Omer, Erev Shabbos im Chashecho, Chemini Potter. Praise Chemini Torah. Klar is going to Chumra. He says, Erev Shabbos Chashecha, Chemini is Potter. Why? Because the Chemini is Torud in his work, and therefore he's Potter only Erev Shabbos. So he's coming out Lechumra, according to Rav Yehuda, the Lekea, a regular Meichas Chayiv, and a regular Chemini is Chayiv also. He's only Potter on Erev Shabbos. He's only Potter to shake it out on Erev Shabbos.